Hundreds of trainee doctors are being forced to reset one of their toughest online exams because of a technical glitch. The exam is expensive. It can take almost an entire day to complete, and doctors can spend 18 months training for it. The glitch happened yesterday, striking about 5 hours into the test. Of the trainee doctors contacted by PM, most are afraid to speak publicly, citing fears for their careers. Instead, they're turning to people like Dr. John Zorbas, who is the chairman of the Australian Medical Association's Council of Doctors in Training.
Some of these people are my closest friends, and my phone's been inundated with messages in the last 24 hours from a lot of people who are really, really distressed, mostly because of the sacrifices they've had to make for this. You know, they've been an average friend, an average family member, an average mother, an average father in preparation for this exam. And again, for it to come apart just because of a computer glitch and the lack of communication that has followed has been really, really distressing for these doctors.
Dr. John Zorbas there. Also concerned is Dr. Helen Schultz, a consultant psychiatrist and advocate for doctors in training. She is so worried about how trainee doctors will cope with this setback that she's opening her clinic for emergency treatment.
I know we lost 3 physician trainees in New South Wales just on 1 year ago. So a spate of suicides. We heard about a suicide of a medical student on Monday in Tasmania. So these are people that haven't even got through the exams who are already at that point, and we don't even hear about the near misses. So I'm opening up my rooms because I know these trainees will be struggling with the news, and I want them to come and be safe and to talk and to debrief.
Dr. Helen Schultz, well, this is the first time the exam was done online, run on behalf of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, which has now launched an inquiry into what went wrong. Our reporter Penny Timms has been speaking with the college president, Dr. Catherine Yelland.
We have been in discussions with the examination provider about how this happened, and they will provide a report to us within the next 48 hours. It's pretty much standard practice to outsource the actual running of the exam to one of these examination providers, although of course we develop the examination questions ourselves.
Should there have been a paper backup to this exam?
No, there's all sorts of issues around that which are quite complex, and we are going to hold our own inquiry, which we're setting up at present, about all of those issues. So it's not just about how the exam was conducted and the problems that occurred yesterday. It's about all those other questions that inevitably trainees and our doctors will ask.
Have you been able to speak with many of those people who were sitting the exam yesterday and who've been affected by this?
Well, I've been pretty fully occupied since then, but I'm certainly aware, and we've had a lot of feedback from our trainees about comments on Facebook. I also have friends whose children have sat the exam, and remember that I've done that exam and understand that this is very distressing and stressful.
Will there be any special dispensation for those students who have been affected?
We are working through that at the moment. Our priority is to reschedule the examination as soon as possible. We know that that's what trainees want. They want to know what the plan is, and they want to be able to do the examination as soon as they can. I think we just need to apologise for the distress that this has caused and assure all the members of the college and all our young doctors that we are treating this as the most important issue, and that we will ensure that we find out what happened and that we can run a valid and satisfactory examination, and they can continue on with their training.
Dr. Catherine Yelland from the Royal Australian College of Physicians. She was speaking with our reporter Penny Timms, and the exam has now been rescheduled to the 2nd of March.